The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Rockaholics, have you ever hooked up with a friend's partner? Or has your friend ever hooked up with someone you were with?
Ooh, saucy.
Spicy. Very spicy. 206-803-ROCK. I guess I'm curious to know if this means that they are exes, or if they'd hook up when they're together. I'm confused because it says this recent survey says 1 in 5 men would happily sleep with their best friend's girlfriend given the chance.
Well, it didn't say ex-girlfriend. It said girlfriend.
So that means like you just go there.
I do not understand that. That seems so, like, I mean, I'm an idiot in many ways, but when it comes to my friends, like, I would never think, honestly, I'm the type of person when the relationship ends, in my eyes, that person is also just, they're dead to me.
Not in a mean way.
Like, if I ran into them at a store or something or a game and they said hi, I'm not going to be like, go F yourself. Yeah. But, like, the relationship that we had is gone. Like, the reason why I was friends with you is because you were dating my buddy.
For sure.
And then when that's over, then our relationship is over as well.
It says that 12% of men would stay in touch with their friend's girlfriend after the breakup in hopes of seducing the girl themselves.
Oh, absolutely. That's the hope. So, you know, I think maybe part of me is like, because I remember in college, and looking back on it, it's not the end. I can't be as upset as I was, but in college, you get upset over stupid stuff. And my buddy hooked up with my ex-girlfriend soon after we broke up. Mm. And I saw them going into we were having a party and she showed up, and then I saw them going into his room and I lost my mind. I punched the refrigerator, nearly broke my hand.
Oh,
and I had my buddies all holding me back, trying to get into the room to fight him. I was a drunken idiot. And I think that was the moment where I realized I'm never going to do that to somebody, you know, because I was like, you're my homie. Yeah. I know that we're not together anymore, but we literally just broke up. And now here you are just like, hooking up with her.
Do you have many Eskimo brothers?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't really ask, like, hey, did you hook up with this person too? I never really cared about that in that sense. Like,
well, yeah, fraternity life, you know, I'm
do
sure.
Do you have Eskimo sisters?
I have a couple Eskimo sisters.
Do you compare notes?
Yeah.
has there ever been notes that were so far off? Like, you're like, wait a second. No, he was way more awesome to me than you're making it out to be.
Oh, this is going to sound so shallow, but it's really like, it's not nice things.
Okay.
Like comparing notes, it's not nice things.
So you're both just trashing him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like, wow, that was so amazing. It was like the opposite.
Okay, he wasn't a stallion. You're not saying
no,
that.
No. There was no stallion experience with my friends.
But I remember one time, back in the days of my partying days, like in my buddy Brian and I were good buds, and his girlfriend became good buds with me as well. And we went out to like some rave, and he was working nights, so he couldn't go with us. He's like, yeah, go, you two go together. I was like, great. So like, we ended up hugging. Nothing bad. But like, because we were just on a different plane, you know, we were just partying a lot. I remember we both went back. We were like, we're so sorry we hugged. He's like, okay. Like, that was my mindset. Like, I didn't even want to like high five my friend's significant other.
You crossed the line with that hug, Steve.
Well, I know that's a silly story. But like, that was my mindset of like, I never want to even like think like that, because I feel like that's just like the ultimate violation of someone's trust. Like, that's your homie. And you're pining for their girl. There's a million girls or a million guys out there. You can find somebody else.
206-803-ROCK. We're asking if you have ever hooked up with a friend's partner, or has your friend ever hooked up with someone that you were with? There is a statistic that is nice to hear. 52% of the men polled said that they would never even consider sleeping with their best mate's girl.
No.
I mean, you just got to know, like, that friendship is probably over. So it better be really worth it for you.
Someone said, I'm 30. This came in via text at 206-803-ROCK. I'm 34 now, but I had a conversation with my high school ex, and she told me that she slept with my brother. And then I later found out my best friend banged her as well. But he didn't know she and I used to date. That's from Chris in Tacoma.
That's a love triangle. Maybe a love trapezoid. I don't know.
Someone said, I worked at a plumbing shop where everyone had sex with the dispatcher. Nobody knew until she got fired a year later. LOL.
LOL. Jared in Spanaway, you're hooking up with your friend's ex currently?
Yes, actually. But before you take back, I got to ask the question.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So my best friend passed away 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And that's a whole different conversation. Absolutely. You're right.
Yes. And of course, his longtime girlfriend, who I'm also close friends with, I've been helping her through the process of course, his death. And we've caught feelings for each other.
Which I think that's very understandable. I mean, you are dealing with something that is very personal, and I can imagine not in a sexual way, but that's a very intimate relationship that you're building just because of the heaviness of what you're going through.
Right. The problem I'm worried about, of course, you know, I've always planned to take care of her because
that's your dude.
My best friend, right? But at the same time, like, I'm afraid of being trauma bonded to this person and it not working out.
Oh.
And then it all goes sour and I then feel like I've messed over my friend.
Have either you or the gal involved done any sort of like grief counseling or grief therapy?
A little bit.
You know, I never thought of it from that perspective. Like your fear is like, okay, if it doesn't work out, then you're breaking her heart in a roundabout way. That you're letting your buddy down who's no longer with you because you're hurting someone that he cared about. But I wouldn't, I mean, I think about that sometimes where I'm like, I would want my significant other, like if I passed, I would want like Sid to be with someone that's going to be good to her. And I have some good friends. And of course you don't want to have that conversation with your buddy. Like, hey, look, if I kicked a bucket, would you like swoop in and like talk to my lady? Like, you know,
right.
You don't think about that, but I don't think what you're doing is at all wrong or at all bad or anything like that. And I wouldn't be too worried about what if it doesn't work out, because what if it does work out? Like, you don't know, you know, until you, like,
sure.
you get into that relationship. And if it doesn't work out, you hope that you're both mature enough to be like, look, it didn't work out. And that's a bummer. Like, we gave it our best effort. And it was during a really weird time. But if I was your homie, I mean, of course, you can't have that conversation with him now because he's no longer with you. But, like, I would think that he would have your back in this situation.
I agree. I think he would want both of you guys to be happy, and it sounds like you're finding happiness.
Yes, actually, at the moment, yes, definitely.
But I bet, is it tough also just like, you know, some like friends and family, like do you feel like they're judging you guys or is it not at that point yet?
We've kept it a secret because
yeah.
It's not at that point yet.
Yeah, I feel
that
you.
That is a fear for both of us, though.
Oh, I can only imagine. Some people get weird about that kind of stuff, but I think, you know, you can't worry about them.
Right.
Well, wishing you all the best, Jared. Thank you for
much
sharing
love,
that
man.
Story.
And sorry to hear about that.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What happened at your job that made it very clear that you needed to quit?
Oh, I got one right off the bat. It's a time one of my coworkers shared that for fun, she likes to gnaw on people's knuckles. It's like, I need to get away from the serial killer.
I'm sorry, Steve. Well, the reason we're asking is there's an employee in Australia who quit their job after their boss tried to cancel the family vacation that they had planned over text message.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
Not at all.
Not even over the phone, not in person. I mean, you have to have an incredible reason and a good amount of money to give me before I go back on a vacation.
Well, apparently this vacation was a 3-week trip to Bali.
Oh, damn.
For a like a family wedding. The brother was getting married or something like that. And the
for
boss.
3 weeks? That's a long-ass wedding.
It is a long wedding. What's the longest you've ever been on vacation?
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about I think I did 10 days. That was all. That's all I've gotten ever.
Voluntarily. I mean, 6 months once, but that was, you know. I don't know if that was necessarily a vacation. I was just told not to work there anymore.
Well, the boss texted the employee that he would need to push his vacation back a few months because of other people that had quit at this company.
Okay, so he had some staffing issues.
He had some staffing issues, said that hey, you got to push your vacation back. And the guy's like, no can do. My brother's getting married.
Yeah, I think it was like if I was just going to do like a staycation or I was going to Leavenworth where it wasn't a big deal and I could easily get my money back. And it's like, okay, you know what? I'll do that. But I want a couple extra days when let's negotiate that into this deal or something along those lines, you know? But when it's a wedding and it's in another country and I can't imagine that's an easy thing to like reschedule. Yeah, go F yourself.
And that's what he told the boss. Like, I cannot reschedule this trip. This is what's happening. And then the boss had the nerve to say, not sure what you can do for 3 weeks in Bali. Ha ha.
Not work, that's what I can tell you.
But then he followed up and said, mate, can't stress enough, your leave is canceled, we just can't do it, I'm sorry.
Damn, so the dude just like, deuces.
You gotta work.
And the guy, he's just like, I'm not working.
Apparently.
I'll fix this vacation, because now it's just permanent.
So apparently, after a little bit more back and forth, he quit over text. And did go to Bali.
I do love that he's being told this stuff over text. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to take the high road and I'm going to quit over text as well.
I mean, I guess the boss is kind of setting it up that way. You know, like that's not very professional in the first place.
No, dude, people are on I think it was originally shared on TikTok and other social media pages. And people are just like, yeah, this boss sucks.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst boss ever. And now the guy has gone on the trip. He's found a better job with higher pay. So I guess it did all awesome. Kind of work out in the end. But we've all got those stories. And Rockaholics, we want to hear yours. 206-803-ROCK. What happened at your job that made it very clear you needed to quit?
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what happened at your job that made it very apparent that you needed to quit? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. Shoot us a text message. Give us the details.
This text just came in and says, I knew it was time to quit my job when my boss hit on my sister. I worked at a really sketchy pizza place over on Greenwood. The guy was just cringy. And he was always coming on to the ladies. Whenever a lady came to the shop, he's like, hey, pretty lady, you like what you see or something? And then you also would ask him to sing because I guess he had a full karaoke bar there as well. And then he would try and get girls to sit on his lap. And eventually he said, to get revenge, I ratted him out to the health department and said, and they were shut down a few months later.
That is such a cringy, creepy situation.
He's like, dude, don't hit on my sister.
Or any of these ladies coming
too.
In. They just want a pizza.
I just want a pizza. They don't want to sit on your lap and sing songs, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Was the pizza any good at least?
Ugh.
Better been all right. Another text says, yeah, I knew it was time to quit my job when my paycheck bounced. Yeah, it's a pretty good indicator that, you know what, maybe this isn't the place I should be working at.
Yeah, that's bad news for sure.
I remember working at a place where they would, like, this is back in the, they'd give you a check and they would actually say, hey, can you wait until next week to cash this check? And I was like, okay. And then, I mean, I always got paid, but it was always so strange. I'm just like, wait. Or there were some times where just like, cash that as soon as you can.
Oh, no.
And I'm
no.
like, what does that even mean?
Things might be different next
cash
week.
Cash that as soon as I can. Another person says, I told my boss that with seniority comes advancement and promotion. I was fired that afternoon.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, some people are even sharing how they were fired by douchey bosses. One person said, my mom was fired on her wedding day, and this was in the late 1950s. The company reasoning was that she was going to be pregnant and was going to have to quit soon. My dad quit his job on the wedding day because the boss was short-staffed and needed him to work, and this all happened at the altar during their vows. They told each other this stuff.
Whoa.
What an epic wedding.
Yeah, that's some drama. Layers of drama.
Man, I still can't get over the guy, the pizza guy. Hey, ladies, you want to sing some songs and have some cheese sticks?
Come have one of Daddy's slices.
You want the late night Daddy slice? You got to sit on my lap.
Gross.
Sing a song.
I told you about the time that I quit and took my Keurig with me. When I worked at a gym.
Yes.
Yeah. When I quit, I was mad because I was always covering Zumba classes for this one lady, but then she would never cover mine back. And she was definitely the favorite between the two of us, which was very frustrating. And so I did the whole, I'm out of here, left the key, and I'm taking the Keurig.
You took your ball and you went home.
I did.
That is amazing.
Stephen Kirkland, you told your boss that the new hire was smoking meth.
Yeah, I came into work and I spent a week training this guy. Just, you know, it's not really tough, but when I came in that the next day after we were done training, he was standing there right in front where everybody could see him, just huffing away. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So I went upstairs to talk to the boss. And he just shook his head. He says, yeah, that's, you got a problem. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, you probably shouldn't come back here tomorrow. And I was, what are you talking? Are you firing me? And he said, yep. And it turns out he was a massive drug addict, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
Wait, the boss was as well?
Yeah. You know, and I just, you know, I just never saw him do anything. He never acted weird. It was just, I can't explain it. I was just so shocked.
He didn't want you ratting out his drug buddies.
Yeah, and the thing is I'm the last guy in the world that would rat on anybody. But, you know, there's a point where when people come into a business, they expect it to be a business, not some guy doing drugs right there in front of you and then saying, hold on one second. Yeah, can I help you?
Ew.
You know, that just doesn't work.
But in all fairness, did he get his job done? No, I'm kidding.
Maybe that's why he was so efficient.
I'm with you, Steve. Like, if I saw Danny having a couple shots, like, I'd be like, yeah, Danny, you might want to like tone down drinking on the job. But if all of a sudden I see him over there and he's like just smoking crack, I'd be like, this is a problem.
I'm afraid to be hung over at work.
Right?
Literally.
That would be insane. I do have to say, we have... I don't know if you – have you ever heard – whenever we talk about like people quitting their job, I always think of this one lady. Her name is Inetta the Mood Setter. She was a radio personality that quit her job live on the radio. Have you ever heard about Inetta?
No. What? How long ago was this?
Oh, dude, this has to be – I'd say pushing 20 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
So she worked overnight. It had to be forever ago because back in those days, you know, we had overnight radio personalities.
We sure did.
That worked from midnight till like, you know, whatever, 6 a.m. entertaining people as they were like either coming home from a job or doing whatever and late at night. And she was not happy about how much she was getting paid and decided to just air all of her grievances live on the radio. You haven't heard this?
No.
Even if you have heard this, every time I hear it, I get excited to hear it again because it's, to me, one of the greatest ways to quit a job ever. So this is Inetta the Mood Setter just snapping and quitting live on the radio.
The big station 93BLX is the Gulf Coast number one for hip-hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do It To It. What better song to Do It To It? It's Inetta the Mood Setter. And I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is.
So how great is this already?
Very important announcement.
She's about to finish her shift. The morning show's about to start. And she's like, I've got something important to say.
I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it.
I also love that she's able to still mix the songs while quitting her job. Like, you got this upbeat music going on while you're just about to clown on everyone you work with.
I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore.
That bitch.
That bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
It's over.
That is amazing.
I quit this bitch.
Hey, Inetta.
That's iconic.
Right?
Did she ever work in radio again?
Do we have tried? I think she did for a moment. Because I was thinking, that kind of piece right there. She had us just glued to the radio, just listening. Like, what's about? She's a storyteller. And I think she did work in radio for a little bit after that. But we've tried to track her down and get her on just to kind of see what's going on in her world. Because obviously, like, you know, people working in radio, like, it's even more epic. But I think just in general, it was like a viral clip that went, you know, back in the early days of like the e-bombs world.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days?
I do.
Back when we were kids, we had a different way. We didn't have TikTok.
We didn't have the YouTubes.
We had e-bombs world.
Funnyordie.com.
Damn straight. Legendary.
I love that so much.
I quit this bitch.
$6 an hour.
I hope she's still setting the mood somewhere, though. That's the kind of mood I can get behind.
She should
fiery.
Be fiery. She needs to do a TED Talk.
Oh, my God.
And share this whole story, play the audio, talk about what happened after the fact. I mean, this is such a legendary moment.
Oh, I love her. She's I wish
best.
I knew her.
I quit this bitch.
The Daily Migs Show.